And in your prayers tonight, you might remember to ask God to show his pity on all prisoners and captives.
We'll remember, Mother.
Mother, there's something I have to ask you.
What is it, Bobby?
I know you gave the Russian some of Daddy's clothes.
I had to. The poor man was in tatters.
Mother, Daddy isn't dead, is he?
My darling, no! What makes you think of anything so horrible?
It's just... Well, why did Daddy leave behind his clothes and his new nightshirt and his pipes?
I can't answer that now. Daddy was quite well when I heard from him last.
Now stop imagining such horrible things, darling. Good night, Mother. The Russian gentleman was better the next day. He smiled at us whenever we saw him. Mother began writing letters to important people to see whether they knew where his wife and children were.
And we decided to pick wild cherries for him. There were cherry trees on the face of the cliff near the railway tunnel.
Like a mountain gorge!
If it wasn't for the railway track at the bottom, it would be as though the foot of man had never been here.
Let's go further down. I'm sure there are cherries closer to the track.
What's that sound?
What?
Listen!
Look! The tree over there!
It's moving!
Oh, look, and so are the others!
It's like the woods in Macbeth!
It's magic!
I always knew the railway was enchanted!
Now it's all coming down.
It's just like a mound of coals hurtling through to the cellar.
Look what a great mountain all those trees and earth have made. Right across the line.
That'll take some sweeping up.
Wait a sec. 11:29 hasn't gone by yet. We must let them know at the station. Or there'll be a much frightful accident.
Let's run.
No time. It's 10 miles away.
Can we climb to the telegraph post and do something to the wires?
We don't know how. If we have something red, we could go down to the line and wave it.
We might wave anyway.
Our petticoats. We're wearing our red petticoats.
Just when we need something red.
Hurry up, Phil. Let's take them off.
Mother's going to be very angry.
Well, when she hears it was for a good cause. Here, Peter.
You're not going to tear them, Peter.
Tear them into little bits, don't you see, Phil? There'll be a real live accident with people killed. There. Now we've got 4 flags. Quick, it's coming.
Give me 2 flags to wave.
I shall have 2. It was my idea to wave something red.
Oh, what does it matter who waves what if we can only save the train?
Here she comes.
I'm a wave like mad. Don't stand on the line, Bobby.
They don't see us. They don't see us. It's all no good.
Bobby, get off the line.
It's no good. They don't see us.
Bobby.
Oh, stop.
In part 2 of The Railway Children by E. Nesbitt, dramatized by Marcia Kahan, Victoria Carling was Roberta, Daniel Eisen was Peter, Kate McHenry was Phyllis, and Frances Jisa was Mother. Timothy Bateson was the old gentleman, Paul Copley was Perks, Peter Howell was Dr. Forrest, and Michael Poole was Schapansky. Mrs. Viney was played by Jenny Howe, other parts were played by Michael Turner and Andrew Wincott. The music was composed by Elizabeth Parker, and The Railway Children was directed by John Taylor.